Now, look, $20 for that kind of head is outrageous.
I did you good, old fart. I did you good. I ought to bit your champagne cork off.
I'm giving you $15.
$20? Nobody in this neighborhood can swallow paste like I can.
And welcome to another edition of Papa's Basement. I am your incredibly, incredibly hungover host, John Papa Giorgio. Archives of the show can be found at www.inpapasbasement.com. You can listen live every 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.fcac.org/WEBR. We can be heard live in the Virginia area on Cox Channel 37, Comcast Channel 27. And I am finding it incredibly difficult to put more than three words together out at any kind of normal pace. I am guest hostless for the week. I am loveless. Nobody wanted to be with me. And hopefully my greatly reduced speech speed will actually stretch about 10 minutes of content through a 60-minute show. I'm sitting in the studio right now in pretty much pitch darkness with sunglasses on. I feel like goddamn Lou Reed. And we're going to see how long I can do this before I just resort to playing music or throwing on the automation and getting the hell out of here. I found this delightful little soundbite from Anchorman. You're going to be hearing it a lot.
I am hungover.
Oh, Brian Fantana. I am terribly hungover, my friend. Just like you. What else do we have that we can play today? Big mistake?
Big mistake. Big mistake.
Oh, Johnny did make mistakes last night. He drank entirely too much. And it wasn't even that much. I think it was the smoking combined with the drinking. I was on the internet today reading up on hangover cures. You know, most of them are bull-esque, but you never know, you might find one. Other than water, I don't really know if there's anything that good, so I've been chugging it. Oh, God.
Duffman has a bad feeling about this.
Oh, Duffman. Where were you last night to kick my ass in line, Duffman? Yeah, God damn, my head hurts. So I am sitting here like Nosferatu in the dark, and I'm just going to be calling out. Like I said, I have no one in studio. And I am going to first make amends, make drunken amends. I pissed off my friend Diana last night, and I want to apologize. Hopefully she'll pick up the phone when I call her. But I told Diana I would help her with some writing. We have, along with my roommate Leo, entered into the 48-hour film project, where you get a film assignment, and you need to, you know, make start to finish a film. You need to write it. Shoot it, edit the goddamn thing, and get it back to the city of origin for the contest. In this case, it's the Richmond 48-hour film project, so it needs to be back in Richmond Sunday at 7 p.m. And we were supposed to get together and write this thing at about 9, 10 p.m. I had an incredibly full day of zipping around D.C., getting yelled at by my locksmith customers, then working behind the radio boards at my part-time job over at good old WDMV. I don't think a public access station can have competition, so screw it. That's where I work if you ever want to hear me on air doing commercials, 700 AM. And then after work, I did more locksmith work for a sad, sad divorcee of a man. I felt bad for the guy. He was changing the locks on his dirty whore wife, who I guess had left him, and he was trying to put on a game face about it, but the bitterness just came right on through.
That's right, Rich. That's right, Rich.
I mean, he's changing the deadbolts to lock this woman out. It can't be that amicable. So I'd do the gym after that, trying to get my friend Rich and Shane. We all gym together like the three fat girls we are. And
Fat Lark.
After that, I was beat. You know, I'd stayed up watching The Dark Knight the night before, and I did not have much gas in the tank. And Diana was chilling with her brother and her cousin. And it was supposed to be some big writer's meeting, but, you know, it was going to be a jack-off. Everyone's going to just drink and do nothing. So I really didn't care to participate. I finally got there. Diana stormed off in a huff, and I feel the need to make some kind of amends. So let's see if we can get Diana on air. Give me one moment to play with the phones, folks. I am so not good with this. Hopefully I remembered her number. Come on, Diana, pick up. God damn it. And there went 5 minutes a bit.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 5-7.
Diana, it's John. I'm trying to call you on air. You can reach me at 703-560-TALK. Again, 703-560-TALK. Okay, well, there went that bit. I can tell you about the drinking that night. We got, Leo and I went over to Diana's house, and we were joined by Diana's very incredibly charming ladies' man brother Johnny and her cousin Greg, who, as I was to learn as the night went on, Greg was just getting out of a divorce himself and was, oh God, a beaten man by it. So Leo and I join up with Johnny and Greg. Diana instantly leaves, quite mad. Who could really blame her? I apparently let her down, which I do to anyone close to me. Ha ha ha. As soon as she leaves, Johnny instantly, you know, the Johnny button presses, the good times man button is pressed, and he says, you know what would get the creative sauces flowing, boys? Help us write a script for your 48-hour film project? Jaeger bombs. And Greg is drunk, and drunk people love their Jaeger bombs. Drunk people love booze in general. Who wouldn't? But the drunks especially, they love to drink, so I hear. So we go down to the bungalows in Springfield. And for those who have not been to the bungalows in Springfield, it's much better than bungalows in Chantilly, which is a bunch of 40-year-old ugly people and regulars, and it's pathetic. The bungalows in Springfield actually had some nice tea, some nice A, some nice TNA. I did not object when we entered. It was a shooting gallery, a target-rich environment, to quote Top Gun. And we were joined not only by Greg and Johnny and Leo. I'm using the royal we. I was joined by Johnny, Greg, Leo, as well as Chris, who was Greg's sister. And Chris just had a second baby, and I got to play with the baby while drunk later in the night, which was fantastic. I enjoy kids entirely too much for someone with a penis. Not in a sick way, not in the way that I would typically joke about. I just like them. They're cute and they're soft, and unless they've crapped themselves, they smell nice. So the five of us are at bungalows, and the drinks are pouring. And as the night goes on, I kind of watch everyone do what they do when they drink. You know, you get a feel for someone when you see their bar behavior. Johnny, of course, is chatting up a hot waitress, and then Johnny sees a cute girl who's his friend and tears over to talk to her. And I, you know, Leo's just drinking, pretty quiet, I guess deep in thought. Leo's one of those drunks who just kind of works at two or three speeds. There's the I've had 3 to 4 drinks type of Leo, and that's just a quiet, composed Leo. And then you have the 5 or 6 drinks Leo. And this guy always makes a brief appearance before, you know, 7-plus drinks Leo. 5 to 6 drinks Leo is an incredibly charming character, and everyone loves 5 to 6 drinks Leo. But 5 to 6 drinks Leo has a fatal character flaw, which is he really, really needs to drink more. So 5 to 6 Leo is not long for this world. He is always, always replaced by 7 drinks and above Leo. And 7 drinks and above Leo is an obnoxious, obnoxious creature. Oh, we have a caller. Great. Just what I effing wanted.
I don't like people playing on my phone.
Hello.
What do you want?
Oh, guess who's on the air? It's Diana, everybody. Say hi to Diana, people in the studio. Wait, I'm alone, Diana. No one's going to say hi to you.
You're alone because that's how you treat people.
I was calling on air to apologize.
Well, that's very nice.
I was going to even
Or you were just trying to kill airtime, but either way, very nice.
That may be very true, but I thought it'd be... I thought I conveyed I was kind of low interest and didn't think that anything was going to get done last night, and I was just very sleepy, but I'm sorry, and I should have made an appearance earlier. And I was very sad to see you leave, because then we were with Johnny and Greg and Chris.
Oh, I'm sure that was horrible.
And no Diana.
Going out and getting drunk, it was just a horrible time.
It was okay. I mean, I don't drink much anymore, you know that.
I guess. I
was
know.
Going to apologize in the droopy voice before we got to the evening.
Oh, who was apologizing?
It was droopy. Droopy voice.
Oh, let's hear it.
I'm very sorry, Diana. I know you love the droopy voice.
Yes, I do.
My droopy impression. Droopy might solicit hookers later.
I can't even do it. My throat is so scorched from last night. I sound like Droopy on an iron lung. Droopy on death's door.
He's going to be put to sleep.
I need to be euthanized. My kidneys are failing.
But yeah, I was sorry to see you go. And we went out and partied with Greg and Johnny and Chris. Chris is your female cousin, correct?
Right.
Okay, yeah. We went out with Chris, too.
Yes.
And which side of the family are they from? They're going to be from your dad's, I'm guessing.
Yes, because my mom's an only child, so yes.
Oh, yeah. And this is, they're the kids of the one brother he talks to, or what?
One sister.
One sister. See, I kind of keep everything straight. I remember more about you than almost anyone else.
That's great, you know, I'm very flattered.
Thank you. Thank you for stoking and stroking my ego.
So, did you really try to break into my apartment last night?
Yes. I'm a locksmith. I can do these things to friends. Leo, it was like 3:30 in the morning, and we were just going to stand over your bed until you woke up.
Well, I usually lock my door, but I'm heading over to Leo's now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You know what else you could call Leo's?
What?
My house.
Sure.
I'm glad.
I think he pays more of the rent, though, doesn't he?
He and his girlfriend pay half.
Oh, okay. So is Tina still there?
Tina has left. I didn't even get to tell you all the big news because you left in such an angry tizzy when I got there.
Well, it's a shame because we could really use her as an actress. She could be our model today.
She could play a whore.
She has such a banging body.
Oh, yes. That puffy, poppin' fresh gut.
Yeah.
God, how I crave to deliver my salty payload upon it. That looker.
Yeah, I'm sure her jeans are wonderful.
Yes, oh yes.
Hitler would have kept her around.
Yeah, I mean, Jewish. You know, if the winters grew cold, you could slay her and salt her and eat for weeks.
I mean, she's not that large. Come on now.
She's a woman of sound construction, shall we say?
No, I mean, I really don't think she's that large.
You fat little whore!
Hank Kingsley does. I'm hungover to the point the studio lights are out, Diana, and not only are the lights out, I have sunglasses on top of that.
I mean, I heard it was Jaeger bombs and so much fun.
Was it fun?
I don't know.
I had fun. I mean, did Greg and Johnny have fun and Chris? Did the whole gang have fun? I had fun. I felt bad for Greg. I didn't know Greg was getting out of a divorce.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Greggy, he's a guy who, he needs Dave's books. Dave is Diana's other brother who is big into the pickup artist scene. And Dave waltzed in at the end of the night. He was like, yes, I totally got some.
Uh-huh.
And actually, Chris had a talk with him. That was interesting.
Well, supposedly, you know, she was like, oh, David, you know, take off your clothes and Ray pin, but, you know, this could be just ego talking.
Your cousin tried to bang Dave?
No, not my cousin. The girl he went on a date with.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, after he got laid, your cousin was coming on to him, too. I'm like, wow, you don't need to BS to that extent.
Oh, God.
What?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently he got some. And
he apparently got some and was going on about her hard body.
Hair color, all that stuff.
What now?
Knows her true hair color.
Oh, she's a redhead?
Yeah.
Oh, never had a redhead. Never had a redhead. I saw a hot redhead yesterday at work, and I did not get a chance to get a number or anything.
God, your tiny little listening audience must be just shooting themselves because of boredom.
Yeah, they are. What's your point?
I don't know. Maybe we should stop talking. Silence is golden.
Tony just IM'd about Tina. He said she's a beast of great girth.
Tony said that?
Yeah.
Really? I don't think she's...
She's bigger than you think. She looks bad naked. That's an unforgivable sin. And this isn't boring. Like, this is talk, tone. Diana. What now?
It's just not toned, maybe?
Well, it's a puffiness that comes from such alcoholism. It's the organs rebelling against everything that's done to them.
And, oh, right. You told me that.
And so they flare up and get puffy. Ironic, because I was banging a hot alcoholic right before that. But her organs seemed to take it well. So, hey, good for her.
You know,
yes.
I talked to Leo, and I was like, yeah, John says he's not helping us.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, what? I mean, do you communicate with this guy who lives in your same...
You said you weren't helping, and I said, no. And for the record, Leo locked himself in his room, in his little fortress of solitude. And was watching either MTV or BET. I don't know which. He's black. It was BET. God, where are my Dark Knight detective skills?
I told Leo I would help, but I'm not, you know, I'm...
Darkness, everybody!
Mm-hmm.
I'm just the camera woman and editor. I'm not the creative force.
I didn't know I was a creative force.
Well, that's what you've been saying all week. I'm writing, but that's it, guys.
I was saying that? I don't even remember what comes out of my mouth. I'll level with you. It's not that I'm an asshole. I just really don't remember things.
No. For someone who, I don't know if bragging is the right word, but announcing that his IQ is so high.
Yes.
And that it's in the 0.1% of the world that has this.
Oh, no, 0.1. Yeah, you're right.
0.01 or 0.1?
I think it was 0.1.
0.1 of the population only has this IQ.
Yes.
What?
Nothing. Go on. Go on about my IQ on the air.
And OMG, Diana. No.
Keep talking.
A lot shorter time to say OMG than oh my God.
Yeah. We got Tony talking to me via IM. She could be the Pillsbury Doughboy's wife. I love Tony make fun of fat chicks. He's so good at it. Go on.
He's great.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I have a poor memory. I've just, I work hard. Unlike everyone else around me. I'm going to start using the Will excuse. I work hard.
You work hard at what?
I don't know. Radio and locksmithing and gym. Fostering healthy relationships with women that I date.
For a week.
Yeah. I want it to go longer than a week. You know that.
Okay.
Maybe.
Maybe if your memory served you a little bit better.
That's true. Women don't like it when you forget everything. God, it's hot as hell in here. Oh, it's these damn lights. Diana, can you carry the show for like 5 seconds while I turn off these heat lamps?
I guess so.
Okay, just talk.
I mean,
like
okay, you
seconds.
Were the one bragging about your
I'm going to turn off the mic so that I can hear you on the control room feed. So just talk for like 3 seconds. I just have to hear a
light. I really do feel bad for your listeners, by the way. But like I was saying, I mean, your IQ is very high. And your mom was going on about how I'm a pachyderm and how you're a little lily or a daisy. And, you know, you can't remember that you said you were going to write
the script. Oh, that feels better. Oh, that feels better.
Or remember that I was talking and you interrupted me.
Sorry. No, I'm listening.
You know, I need to get over to Leo's place.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. We're calling you on a landline. You have to hang up to drive.
Well, I didn't want to make too much noise with my keys and whatnot.
Oh, you're not BSing anyone, Diana.
BSing? Yes. I don't BS.
You're not tricking anybody. Let's talk about Greg. Let's talk about dear, sweet Gregory, your cousin. The handsome Greg who believes no woman will love him.
Did he say that?
Greg has rancid self-esteem. It must run in the genes somewhere in there.
Oh, man.
Greg's self-esteem is in the...
antidepressants and...
Is he on the antidepressants?
Yeah.
Oh, his self-esteem. Like, he was like... For, you know, obviously, there are like three people listening and none of them hung out with me last night. Greg is like... First of all, how tall is Greg?
6'4".
6'4". And, like, really good-looking face, like, really, like, chiseled, you know, just good-looking dude.
Like, yes.
And what
That's
is...
what my dad looked like when he was younger.
Apparently. Really? Oh, your old man was strapping. I have a man crush there.
Oh, yeah, my mom was a lucky lady.
You are gay.
But, yeah, and not only that, tell the world what Greg does for work.
He's a teacher.
A teacher of what?
He does special ed.
Exactly. He helps troubled kids. Kids who have learning disabilities become better. Like, if I looked like Greg and I had a story like that, my crabs would have crabs, you know? And the whole time, Greg, we're talking, we're having a heart-to-heart, pretty much, because he's like, oh, man, I'm depressing you. I'm like, Greg, you don't know me. I am the most depressing man on earth. Like, you talking about a bitter divorce, this fascinates me. I want to hear all about this.
Uh-huh.
And he...
told you the whole story, huh?
Oh, yeah. I got the whole story out of him. Not only...
Did you tell your listeners?
We're going to tell the listeners together, Diana.
Okay.
Much as we're... Through doing this, I'm going to do something together with... I'm going to build something with a woman. And vicariously, this will allow me to one day build a relationship and a life with a woman. This is an important moment we're sharing right now, Diana.
Okay. I wish I was funny. You know, it helps.
I'm not either. It doesn't fly on this show.
Okay.
God, have I conveyed I'm hungover?
Yes, you have.
Okay. I just wanted to... Jesus Christ, my head hurts. Ah, God. Oh, I'm just reading what Tony has been typing and Carmen at this point.
I'm sorry, Tony and Carmen.
You don't need to apologize.
Okay.
I am hungover.
There you go. Brian Fantana giving you a status update. 5 minutes from now, you're going to hear...
I am hungover.
Yeah, the hangover. It ain't going anywhere. So, the deal with Greg, he thinks he has nothing to offer to ladies, Diana.
Really? You said that?
This strapping man who heals wounded children.
Mm-hmm.
And he has nothing to offer ladies. He was going on about me and Leo. He's like, you guys are producers. You're going to get all the chicks and, you know, all that stuff. Like, we're producing this crap little 48-hour film festival thing, you know? It's nothing. Cool. But he's like, you're going to get girls based on that.
And you know, I think his ex-wife is all about money, and teachers don't, you know, make a lot of money.
Oh, so yeah. Then he had a bad match.
Yeah.
Oh, poor guy. I felt so bad, though. He couldn't approach any girls. I was like, dude, just sit back and watch Johnny. And by Johnny, I don't mean me being clever and gimmicky with my own name. I mean your brother Johnny, who does well with chicks. I'm like, just sit back and watch Johnny, literally. And Johnny was just BSing with people and, you know, doing his thing and having a good time. And Greg was just really, really sad. It was like dealing with Diana with a peenor.
I didn't realize his self-esteem was as bad as mine. I didn't know I met my match.
He might take the crown from you.
No.
Oh, his was rancid.
Yeah, but he is recently divorced. I mean, 3 weeks ago, he signed the papers. So.
Yeah, and I mean, he was... Well, first, he was still wearing the wedding ring around his neck.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And he's like, he was asking me for advice when talking to women. He's like, so, he was planning to open conversations with women by telling them he was recently divorced. I was like, Greggy, come on, man. You can't be doing that. You cannot, you know, the woman's going to panic and just be like, okay, I'm not going to be your rebound, Scooch.
You know, his other pickup line was like, hey, you want a baby?
I used that one.
You use that one?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. No wonder you're single.
Whatever. I have great DNA and I love babies.
Okay.
But yeah, he kept like praise. He's like, look at you, man. You're so big. You lift so much. I'm like, dude, I got fat bitch tits. You know, like this guy's like far more diesel than me. You know, it was just kind of weird to deal with. I felt bad for him.
He was pretty sad last night. Yeah, he misses her. I mean, she's pretty hot.
Oh, body. Yeah, she better be. That my Greg is not going to be with a dog, Diana.
Well, you know, if he has crap self-esteem, yes.
I'm just saying. Well, yeah, that's the.
Well, I mean, you got to understand, he lost 85 pounds. He was pretty round.
Really?
Yeah.
When did he lose it?
I think this year.
How did he lose it?
How? I don't know. I think he just started working out.
No. I was asking both, like, when and how. I want to know his secrets. And then I'm going to surgically get my legs broken.
He's
so I
coming
grow.
Over to Leo's place.
Greg is?
Yeah.
Greg is coming. Is Johnny?
Yes, Johnny will be there.
Everyone. Oh, Johnny. Oh, Johnny.
Let's explain to the listeners that.
I am not gay.
We'll explain that.
John has a little crush on my brother.
I just think Johnny's a cool, awesome guy.
Who's also very attractive.
I think Johnny's got. I'm in love with Johnny's smile.
I said I am not gay.
He has a winning smile.
Yeah.
No, I'm not gay.
I don't think he's the most. Johnny's not listening, right?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think he's like the most handsome chap, but I think his personality carries him through everything. Who could not be around Johnny and not, you know, want to be him, or if you're a girl, be with him?
Well, I guess
I am not gay.
What?
I mean, the moment you met him, it was just love at first sight. It was just like, oh my God.
In no way am I exaggerating for the air. Not at all.
Why would anybody want to touch a girl's butt?
I wouldn't after meeting Johnny.
Johnny's very charismatic.
Yeah, he's a charismatic dude. Let's be honest. He's just very charismatic, and he knows how to talk to people, and, he's a good conversationalist. Yeah. If I were dying, I wouldn't exactly, want Johnny to be my go-to guy. He'd be like, all right, hold on a second. Let me finish up with Chrissy over here, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
But he's good people.
It's funny, because he wanted to become a plastic surgeon, because he knows how to make people look good, and he knows about symmetry because he's an artist and all this other crap.
Mm-hmm.
So
the whole gang's coming over. I think that's why I got salty about all this, by the way, because I'm a control freak when it comes to my creative output, and like everyone was giving us these ideas and then just wasn't following through.
You know, whatever excuse you want to give me, it's fine.
They're good excuses, goddammit.
It's just I'm getting a little sick of hearing them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Exactly.
Carmen just sent me something. She said, that's what Diana looks like, only fat. Oh, my God. Why did you send me naked Shelley Duvall? Oh, my God. I did
that,
not.
That Carmen's funny, you know, when she called last week.
Uh-huh.
And she was just like, oh, is this the Allison that Will had sex with? Like, oh, yeah, good one, Carmen.
That one was rather brilliant.
John's face is red on that one.
Oh, yes, it was. Oh, yes, it was. How very painfully awkward. So, is Chris coming too? Can I have all my favorite Tilleries in one room?
Well,
They're not Tilleries.
I don't think Chris is going to be there. She's got to take care of her kids, you know.
But I love the baby. I got to play with the bebe while drunk.
Did you really?
Yep.
Oh, God.
It was so cute. Well, because I hold my liquor well, so even though I was, like, fairly hammered, She was like, sure, here's the baby. And I was just playing with it.
She's kind of a hippie, so, you know, whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Baby's soft, man. It'll bounce.
It's exactly. It's got to learn sometime about how the floor feels.
Yeah. I didn't press its soft spot, a.k.a. its reset button.
Well, anyways, I think we're going to tell them about my cousin's divorce.
Yeah, let's hear it. Give me the details of the divorce. I heard simply that her sister drowned in what shallow body of water was it she drowned in?
I don't know. A puddle?
It was a storm drain she drowned in.
Oh.
I don't know how you drown in a storm drain.
It was a flood, and the water was just, you know, too strong, and I guess she just didn't have, she's a little petite thing, and she drowned.
In a storm drain.
I didn't realize it was a storm drain, but I almost started cracking up when you said that, because I thought it was a joke.
No, she died in a storm drain.
Okay.
What? Why are you laughing?
I'm not laughing.
Why are you laughing?
Well, they got married 2 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, literally, like, I think 6 weeks later, then her sister died. And,
Wait, I thought the sister, like, just died.
No.
And what did the sister drown in again, Diana?
A storm drain.
Okay.
Anyway, so,
there was some
interference
on your phone. I didn't hear you.
What?
There was some interference on the phone. I didn't hear what she drowned in.
Oh, a storm drain.
Okay. All right. Hold on, I have to beat the dead horse in the studio a little more.
Okay,
no, let's go on. So the sister of Dreamy Greg's dreamy wife didn't die recently.
It was almost 2 years ago.
Oh, and she used that for the grounds of the divorce. See, I thought she just died, and that's why she divorced.
Well,
even that smelled like a BS
reason. Really, he doesn't really know the grounds. That's kind of the mystery about it.
Really?
Yeah.
She's
not happy, obviously, because, you know, the death of her sister.
Yeah.
But she says she's not happy with Greg either. So, and he doesn't really know why. You know, he's like, I did everything that I could for her. I tried to get counseling and therapy, and she didn't want it.
She sounds
and
like a
she
twat.
She just went to the lawyer. You know, when I met her, I really liked her. But I am a bad judge of character.
I was going to say.
You are one of my best friends. So.
Exactly. You're close to me. You don't even hate Will, you know? Come on. You love us both.
Who, you and Will?
Yes.
You know, Will has a lot of pain in his life, John, and we all have pains in our lives.
That turns you on to no end.
No, I didn't say that.
Oh, really?
Oh, gosh.
I think he did.
No, I didn't. But, okay, so, you know, she's upset. One day, and he calls her, and he's like, what's wrong? Oh, I don't want to talk about it. He's like, no, tell me. And she says, I want a divorce.
The big D-bomb.
And so, yeah. And that was, like, about 30 weeks ago. And he signed the papers. And he's living with his daddy now.
Dreamy Greg is living with his father?
He's living with my big egg of an uncle, who walks around in his whitey-tighties with a, you know, what's the male equivalent of a camel toe?
I don't know. A fence
post?
Well,
that's what he's got going on.
Yes.
And a crotch wedgie, we'll say.
Okay.
And, you know, touching him, you know, scratching around and that kind of thing. And, you know, Greg's not too happy about it.
Yeah. Greg should live with us for a while. You know, just like Will had Tina live with him for 2 weeks, I want Greg to live with me for 2 weeks.
Because he's so dreamy.
Yeah.
Can I stay at your parking spot? Can I park next to...
You can take Mel's parking space.
Okay.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
So, yeah, I mean, he's a pretty spiritual, faithful guy.
Wait, so and are you driving with everyone?
No. What,
they're coming separately.
No. Greg, I'm telling John and all his radio friends about your divorce and how depressed you are. He would love that.
What?
You know, Greg was in the car with me.
You wouldn't. Don't sell me out to Greg like this.
And Johnny, he thinks you're so dreamy.
Oh my God. How could you do this to me? You Judas! I can't go through with this. Okay, so you're at
the... How much more time? Oh, God.
I know. No, we're going to end the show early today. I'm beat. This sucks. Why is this my dream? Because I obviously suck at this profession.
I have a question. Are you going to help on the project now?
Yeah, I guess I am.
Okay.
I can't wait to.
Yeah, I can tell by the sound of your voice. I don't have my sarcasm meter on me, but...
Oh, really?
What?
Nothing.
Okay.
Go for it. You can go. I'm going to give Carmen the bat signal to talk. I'm going to inflict a whole hour of this upon people.
Oh, good. Carmen's actually funny, so please.
I'm sorry. I had stopped paying attention to you.
Oh, I'm used to it.
Oh, okay, Diana. Thank you for your help.
And again, I apologize.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, folks, now we're just waiting for Carmen's call to buy me more sweet, sweet time. And there it comes. Carmen.
Hey, what's up?
What's up? You're on Papa's Basement.
Awesome.
It could be
heard. You know, I get nervous on the radio, and that girl did screw your brother, so I was right. He had it all over MySpace.
He declared that he intercoursed.
He put up all these pictures of them, like, that looked like they were Nike pictures.
I remember that. I had forgotten. You're right.
It was like Will plus Allison, too sexy for you guys to see. And he was sweating it, and I think she wasn't interested or something. I don't know. But anyway, they did make sexy times. They did the nasty.
It sounded like a boot in the mud.
So, what's up?
Nothing. I'm just hung over and having to work on some writing a script and toughing it through a show that I don't even know why I do it anymore because no one else gives a goddamn, so I'm not surrounded by a core of people who are, you know, lifting me up Bette Midler style when beneath my wings.
Aww.
And it's very frustrating.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah.
So this chick is mad at you, not because you did something bad to her, but because you didn't do something nice to her, you didn't do her a favor?
I think I said I'd show up to write it about 9 or 9:30, and she kept, like, cajoling me for, like, an hour and a half to come over. And, like, I stayed up Thursday night. I stayed up Thursday night watching Batman, woke up the next day, you know, did locksmithing, did the radio crap, did more locksmithing. I hit the gym, beat myself up in the gym, you know, I just didn't have much
gas. Are you actually letting this woman, like, talk you into thinking that you owe her something? You have to write her movie for her?
No, it's Leo's movie. It's that sweet, junk Willie, Leo. His pimp skills.
Darkness, everybody!
No, I had said I was going to help. Honestly, this is me just writing checks my ass can't cash, the story of my life. Mm-hmm. That is the title of my official biography.
So do you want to know how gay me and my boyfriend are?
Sure, since I'm not allowed to talk about anything else on air with you.
I built a Sims house, and I had Adam decorate it.
Uh-huh.
Whoa. Yeah, I don't know. I get nervous on the radio. I don't like talking.
It's okay. Carmen, I just got an IM messages. From Stefan, actually.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, my love.
Your ex, the good old days when we used to all get high on Tussin together. But he said, if I lifted you up, I'd have looked up your skirt. So I'm flattered by that, Stefan. Thank you. Good to know that I still have it.
I said I am not gay.
But I don't know. John, I'm like having heart palpitations. I don't like talking in front of your two listeners.
Yeah.
I just like being on the computer.
And sassing back.
I'm really jacked up on, like, over-the-counter speed and stuff here right now. Like, I'm having, like, I can't sit still. I'm, like, I've been pacing around your entire show. It's called Jet Fuel. It's awesome.
Oh, my God.
Stefan's... It's like one of those hoodie mixes that doesn't even tell you how much caffeine is in it.
Oh, yeah. Stefan offered to fill in.
Sweet. Yeah, talk to him.
Okay.
He's better than me. I'm just mean.
Okay. Bail out.
Okay, bye. Love you. Kisses.
Kisses. Bye. All right, Stefan, call on in, my friend. 703-560-TALK. Again, 703-560-TALK. And if you don't actually want to, I can go home and actually enjoy the rest of my Sunday once the hangover monkey gets off my back at some point. And we're going to sit here in dead silence until I get a call.
I am hungover.
I am. All right, maybe I'm not getting a call. Oh, no, I am getting a call. There we go. You're on the air. Speak up. Hello.
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
All right, put me on.
You're on, man. You're on. What's up?
The link in your away message is wrong.
Seriously?
Yeah, you've got a period at the end that ruins it.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
God, so what you been up to?
Ooh.
This is Stefner. I mesh Stefan and listener audience.
Yeah.
Listeners, this is Stefan.
I just had a lady say God bless you to me. It was weird.
Where was this? In your house, sir?
No, I called this chick's aunt to tell her that her niece is a heroin addict.
Oh, my God.
So we talked for like a half an hour about, you know, how, like, effed up her life is and how much hope she needs and shit like that. So.
Uh-huh. Wow. That had to be a fun talk, dude.
I tried talking to the girl, like, last night to just, like, try and get her to, like, at least admit to the fact that she had a problem.
Uh-huh.
And the whole time, it's like, everything I said, she was, like, you know, accusing me of being an asshole or being mean or, like, you know, like...
Dude, never trust a junkie.
Yeah, like, I wanted to say that, but I knew it would, like, piss her off too much. Yeah. But, like, okay, like, seriously, she told me, like, I don't know anything about addiction.
Oh, God.
Like, of all people, like, I was like, oh, my God. Like, I started, like, writing up, like, a 3-page history of my use. And then I was like, she doesn't even deserve that.
Yeah, I mean, like, you went well beyond me, and even, you know, our use together in the day was, like, in retrospect, pretty spectacular drug use, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I look back, I'm like, the average suburban kid did not really do as much as we did.
Yeah, like, I wish I could actually tally my use, but, like, all I can, like, estimate is, like, maybe, like, I don't know, something like... 700 trips or something.
Oh my God, on Tussin?
That and I actually did about 50 on Nutmeg.
Oh my God, and, Jesus, I did like Nutmeg like 5 times. The side effects were so harsh on that. Did they ever get milder, or was it always that like 3-day boner and dry mouth and red eyes?
It's always that, but I found out that you, like, remember how I tried making, like, tea out of it?
Yeah.
If you put it in, like, if you soak it in, like, 100 proof alcohol for, like, a week.
Uh-huh.
And strain it out, you know, it's, like, all yellow and it still tastes nasty, but it's, like, it hits you in, like, 5 minutes and only lasts, like, a half an hour. But it's, like,
really?
It's, like, just, like, everything just starts, like, turning colors.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's pretty good, but...
We're of course, joking, folks. This wouldn't actually work.
Yeah, nothing we say has any semblance to reality or is recommended in any way.
Yeah, you can drink a bottle of cough syrup and it'll just make you cough less.
Yeah, and, and the LSA, which is pretty much unsuccessful for the most part.
God. Now, the LSA is for Morning Glory Seeds?
That and Hawaiian baby woodrows, which
Jesus
is
Christ.
Not related.
I tell people what we used to get messed up on. I'm like, yeah, I used to get high all the time. They're like, on what, you know?
Oh, and guess what I just found out?
What?
LSA is actually a scheduled drug.
Really?
You can actually get busted for seeds, like, if, like, there's, like, a clear intent to, like, use them to get high.
Damn. I thought most things were like that, though. Like, if, you know, isn't there some kind of blanket law if you're getting high off pretty much anything?
Yeah, but, like, I mean, like, when it's actually like in a scheduling, that means like, you know, there's certain set minimum rules. Sentences.
Ugh.
So it's like, I think like, I mean, I think if they got you, like caught you on tossing, it would be kind of like, I think it would be more of a slap on the wrist.
I was like, always, yeah. Like, would you just get like public intoxication if a cop found you like effed up on tossing out?
Yeah. It's public intoxication, but like, yeah, like, I was looking all that shit up because I was, like, I went to this, you know, website trying to, like, figure out, like, you know, it's, like, some website for, like, opiate users.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to, like, you know, look up some shit that this girl was talking about.
Yeah. And gotta because, watch the saucy tongue, my friend.
Oh, yeah. It's so natural.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, like, I mean, like, every time we talk, she'd be, like, talking about some, like, pills she was trying to get from some dealer that would, like, make her not addicted anymore.
Yeah, I'd love that. The whole methadone
philosophy. Yeah, I just take, like, you know, three of these pills the first day, then two the next day, and then one for, like, a week, and then, like, I'm not addicted anymore. Like, what kind of logic is that?
I don't know. It's
that's the kind of stuff, like, that's the kind of stuff we heard in, like, 8th grade health class, like...
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, like trying to wean yourself off slowly. Like, it just doesn't work. You gotta just like stop. You gotta clear your head.
All right.
It takes a long time.
Sir, I think I'm going to bail out of the studio, treat myself to 10 minutes off. But good to hear from you, man.
All right.
And if you ever need
to
get out of the house, give a ring. We'll go out somewhere.
All right, dude. Bye.
Take care. All right, folks, I think I'm going to get the hell out of here early. I have automation that can cover the rest of the shift, so we should be good. Once again, this was John Papa Giorgio hosting Papa's Basement. We are live every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.fcac.org/WEBR and can be found archived at www.inpapasbasement.com. We are outie. Take care.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show?
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
I was 21 years when I wrote this song. I'm 22 now, but I won't be for long. People ask me, when will you grow up to be a man? But all the girls I loved at school are already pushing prams. I loved you then as I love you still. Though I put you on a pedestal, they put you on the pill. I don't feel bad about letting you go. I just feel sad about letting you know. Survive on what you send. Every time you need a friend. I saw two shooting stars last night. I wished on them, but they were only satellites. It's wrong to wish on space hardware. I wish you'd care. I don't want to change the world. I'm not looking for New England. I'm just looking for another girl. Looking for another girl.